From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr said Wednesday the committee continues its investigation into whether President Trump's campaign colluded with Russia in the 2016 presidential election. Burr emphasized the investigation has not produced any conclusions, but he believes the panel could not wait until the probe is completed before emphasizing to the public that Russia likely will interfere again. The majority of Trump's national security team agrees with the intelligence community's conclusion that Russia had indeed meddled in last year's election in favor of Trump. The president, however, has not said he believes them. During the course of the investigation, committee members and staff investigators have conducted mostly behind-the-doors interviews with several members of Trump's inner circle and the intelligence community. President Trump is visiting Las Vegas Wednesday as investigators continue to try to figure out why a gunman attacked a music festival from a hotel room high above, killing at least 58 people and then himself. Trump, along with the First Lady, Melania Trump, is expected to first visit victims of the shooting and then greet officers who were among the first to respond to the scene. Officials have identified 64-year-old Stephen Paddock as the man who fired from a 32nd-floor hotel room at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. In addition to those killed, more than 500 people were injured during the attack. Trump has described the shooter as a sick and demented person. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein announced Wednesday she would introduce legislation to ban a type of device known as a bump stock used by the man who fired on concertgoers Sunday in Las Vegas, killing 58 people. Authorities said 12 of the rifles found in Stephen Paddock's hotel room were equipped with the attachment that allows a user to accelerate the rate of fire on a semi-automatic rifle, essentially mimicking the action of an automatic rifle. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is denying reports that he is on the verge of resigning. He strongly affirmed his support for President Trump and his foreign policies.
To address a few specifics that have been erroneously reported this morning, the Vice President has never had to persuade me to remain as Secretary of State because I have never considered leaving this post. I value the friendship and the counsel of the Vice President, and I admire his leadership within President Trump's administration to address the many important agendas of President Trump, both from a foreign policy perspective and a domestic objective.
NBC News said Tillerson called President Trump a, quote, moron, following a meeting with other top officials at the Pentagon in July. When he was asked about the comment, Tillerson did not deny it, but he said he was not going to deal with, quote, petty stuff. He instead praised Trump and his foreign policy goals, which he said break the mold of what is achievable. With a cutoff date looming on Thursday for more than 150,000 documented, undocumented immigrants, that is, who came to the United States as children, about three-quarters of those eligible to renew their temporary status have sent in their paperwork. That potentially leaves tens of thousands of people who received work permits and possible relief from deportation without the protections afforded by the policy, which the Trump administration decided to phase out last month. As of the 4th of October, 112,000 of those DACA recipients, whose status was set to expire by March 5, 2018, had applied for the two-year extension. The federal agency that processes the application, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, provided the records. Those 38,000 who have yet to submit renewals have until October 5th to deliver their paperwork to the filing locations. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.